This one was deep. It sounds like sports. You know, the story has all the vocabulary of swimming and adventure sports, etc. But for me, it was much bigger than that always. Even when I was back in my 20s and first tried this epic swim, Cuba, Florida, it was for me about reaching for a life star. It was about digging down and finding out if I had courage, if I had grit. And when I came to be 60, I failed back at this swim in my 20s, came to be 60, I was really rummaging around in my soul. Who am I? Am I a person I can admire? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back and chase that star. That's what it meant to me, Cuba, was living this life as large as I can live it. And I'll tell you, once you get out in that vast wilderness between Cuba and Florida, you are in large Mother Nature. Let me tell you.
The new book is Find a Way, One Wild and Precious Life. I can tell you right now that you are a person a lot of people respect and look up to. How is it that you were able to do this? Over age 60, is it part of it mental?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, and everybody says that, and I will defend even physically, Amanda. I tell you, I think I'm in the dead center prime of my life right now at 66, and I don't even mean in maturity and in joy and perspective of this beautiful life we get to live. I mean all those, and I think we all get better as we get older, but I even mean physically. My immune system is stronger. My actual brute strength is better than it was back then. As an athlete, I think my oxygen consumption and lung capacity are better. Not all sports would lend themselves to this, you know, where you've got to leap and be very quick. But in this sport, I actually think you can excel at a later age than you can when you're younger.
How do you feel about jellyfish?
you know, I people always think, oh my God, you must hate them. You must have dreams of killing them. I wish I could show you. I have someone gave me a beautiful crystal lamp. So picture it sort of tall and thin. And when you put it on at night, a beautiful light blue jellyfish swims around inside there. And, you know, I'm amazed by them. The box jellyfish, the most potent venom on earth. And that's what I was stung by in 2011. And I do not wish that on my worst enemy. It's a beautiful creature, 600 million years old, and it has developed its sting to fatal perfection. I'm lucky I lived through it. So should I hate these animals? I am in awe of them.
We are almost out of time. I think I can guess the answer, but what is your message to the young 20-something athlete or musician or whatever it is? What's your message to that person who says, I just can't do it. I'm not going to be the best at this?
You know, we all have dreams, and we all are up against obstacles. And if you want to get to your other shore, you'll find a way.